if he's doing the Griz on Rodef, right? The Griz on Rodef. It's in Hilchos. It's in the Griz Kedushei Maran Hariz Halevi Al Rambam, page Samachas. Okay, Samachas and Marala. Okay, fine. So it's on Perek Aleph Halachi Yigimel. So the Rambam says, and we're somewhat familiar with this Rambam, Kol Yachol Hatzol Bechad Meivarav, if anyone could save the Rodef through taking out a limb, save the Nirdaf and the Rodef through taking out a limb, the Lotarach, and he doesn't do it, Elo Hitzil V'Nafshas HaRodef, rather he kills the Rodef, the Hargo, right? Hariz HaShov Echdamim. So he's marked like Zen Mars is rough. Okay, yeah. So, so if you could have, again, if the Rodef is chasing after somebody, and in order you want to save the Nirdaf's life, you want to save the one who's being pursued, and you kill the Rodef, you kill the pursuer, but you could have. It's an instance where you could have just taken out a limb. You could have stopped him from killing the Nirdaf without killing the Rodef. You didn't have to kill the pursuer. You could have just taken out a limb, but you don't. You actually kill him. Okay, you get trigger happy and you kill him. You kill the Rodef. Hareza shofech damim. So the Rambam says it's like you spill blood. You're a spiller of blood. You're a shofech damim. V'chayiv misa. Okay, and you're chayiv death. Aval ein bezdin me'misa nosa. But bezdin doesn't kill him. Okay, bezdin does not kill him. That's what Rambam says. Okay. So the question is, what kind of thing is that? Right. Bezdin doesn't kill him. Okay, fine. So that's Rambam. Okay, so for the Rambam says basically Bezdin doesn't kill him. So the Ravid takes to the Rambam. The Ravid is in the Griz brings us down. This is the Ravid in a Malachim. Perek Tes Halach Adalet. Okay. Under the Ravid it says the Ravid Cholek Alzeh V'Sira. The silver, the Hargon Aragalos. The Ravid argues. He holds that it's not true. You are killed for that. Why not? Why shouldn't you be killed for that? And the Tor, Tavchav, hey, Chasav, Zelashon, In Yodea, Kivin Shechayiv Misa, Lama Yim Bezim Misa Masa. So Tor asks, I don't understand. If he's Chayiv Misa, why shouldn't Bezim kill him? What sense does that make? He's Chayiv Misa, kill him. Okay, that's the problem. Well, Rabbi Yonasan Mishal says Neragalov. That's a problem. Rabbi Yonasan Mishal says he's killed. Yeah, that's what I was just looking at. Rabbi Yonasan Mishal says that if you could have been not saved him with one of the lamb and you didn't, then Neragalov.
That's worse than just why not?
Well, I mean, look, maybe the Rambam's not passing like him. I mean, maybe the Rambam's not holding like him, or maybe he's learning his Lav Dafka, whatever. Neragalov means, I don't know. But who says the Rambam holds like him? But whatever. I mean, the problem is more the question is a better question. That's a better question. The better question is, does it make sense? The lesser question is, it's against the Gemara.
But how else can you hold
that? Other sheet, the Ravana. And you know what they hold? You know what Rashi says they hold. You don't know what they hold. The Ravana says they hold. We don't know. They were right. They weren't even explicit. So it was kind of deduction. So, I mean, that's a different kind of thing to figure out how the Ravana learns the Gemara. That's what I'm saying. Better problem is, the Torah is, whatever, the Torah knows the Ravana knows how to learn Gemara. So you can learn Gemara. The better question is, does it make sense? He's Chayiv Misa, so you should kill him.
Right.
It's mutter. It's mutter to kill him. It's mutter, even if you take it alone, it's mutter too. It's mutter to kill him. Okay? But, whatever. Let's not go there right now. Okay? Maybe we'll go there, but not right now. Okay. So let's keep it simple. So that's the big problem. Is again, the Rambam says simple. Is that if you're a Rodev, you have the ability to take out a limb of the Rodev and stop the chase, and you don't, you get trigger happy and you actually kill the Rodev. The Rambam says, you chayiv misa, but we don't kill you. Bezdin doesn't kill you. So the Torah says, why shouldn't Bezdin kill you? Doesn't make any sense. You chayiv misa, kill him. Okay. So on the surface, it sounds like a powerful, super powerful question. How could you answer that one? But the Griz says, "Vivihine v'ames ashkechan kai gav natuva b'Rambam." He says, "Don't think this is the one time case like this in Rambam. You have a lot of cases like this in Rambam." D'ilchas rotzayach shechayav and misa l'shamayim. K'den shvichas dav. You have a lot of people who are chayav misa l'shamayim. So to speak, means God will kill you. But like any other murderer, elad the term misa bezin, but bezin will kill you. Ayin sham v'divrei Rambam perak beis Halacha Zayin, Halacha Chas. Gabi Yorig is a trefa, that's the ghost case. So the Ram has the case. So the first case he has here is in Rotech Shmiras and Afash. So basically he has, if you kill a person, basically let's say the case is a ghost case. Let's say you have people beat somebody till the point where he's basically on the brink of death. Okay, he's on the brink of death, he's going to die. And then you come along and you kill him. Okay, before he dies. You do the last block. That's the ghost case. Okay, so basically, Bezdin won't kill you for it. Okay, Bezdin won't kill you for it. Okay, and then he says if you kill a trefa, also, let's say trefa is a person who has a mortal wound. Okay, a wound that he's gonna die. Okay, a guy who has some sort of a wound, maybe a growth, I don't know, whatever, you have to figure out how to do it. But he has some sort of a wound that you know he's gonna die. No one lives like that. Okay, so he's gonna die.
I don't know.
But let's say imminently. Okay? So he's a trefa. So if you kill him, Bezdin won't kill you. Okay? Bezdin won't kill you.
Does he say Misa Misa Shemayim? Because he doesn't say that, right? He just says Misa.
No, I don't think he says that, but if you're not Chayiv Misa, then what does it mean that Bezdin doesn't kill you? Of course Bezdin doesn't kill you. No, I don't think he says that. But he says it somewhere else, but there he doesn't. Okay, and then he says, in Malacha Yir Aleph, in Yehori Gertoshev, the Chayiv Misa Shemayim, the Bezdin Mevizin Osa. So he says, but in Malacha Yir Aleph, he says, originally, someone would kill a Ger Toshev, then Bezdin wouldn't kill you. A Ger Toshev is like, like a Ben Noach kind of thing. Okay, so he's not Jewish, but he keeps the Seven Mitzvot Bnei Noach. So originally, Bezdin wouldn't kill him. Okay. So that's another example. Another example where Bezdin doesn't kill him. I mean, you don't say Bezdin doesn't kill him. I mean, if he's not Chayiv Misa, of course Bezdin doesn't kill him. It means he's Chayiv Misa, but Bezdin doesn't kill him. So what does it mean he's Chayiv Misa? Bezdin doesn't kill him. What does that mean? So it must mean Bidei Shemayim. And then he has another one, who Perek Gimel, he says if you put him in a place where, let's say you put a guy in a place where the sun is going to come. And we're going to get to these cases hopefully in a few months. But let's say you put a guy in a place where it's not, if you put a guy in the sun, let's say, okay, you put a guy in the sun and he dies, okay, in the boiling hot sun he dies, then Chayiv Misa. Well, let's say you put him in a place where there's no sun there yet, but there's going to be a sun. Okay, the sun's going to come. It's before it's nighttime. You put him there. So then it's like indirect. Okay, so then it's indirect. So then he says, the halacha is, those are basically your shvichas damim, your guy who spills blood, but your patur mi'zeh bezdin. Okay? Your patur mi'zeh bezdin. Okay, so bezdin doesn't kill you. So even though you're a killer, you're a murderer, what do? You put the guy in the sun, in the place where the sun's going to come. Yeah, right. Exactly. That kind of thing. So he says, but he says a lot of cases. Basically showing a lot of cases. And then he says, the Rambam openly, okay, it really the source comes much earlier. This is in the beginning of Perek Beis. This is the Rambam Perek Beis. It says anyone who kills his kills his friend with his hand, kigoli with a sword or a rock, or he strangles him or he burns him. He says since you killed him be'atzmo yourself harizan erig be'bezdin. So you're killed in a bezdin. Okay, so if you physically kill somebody, you're killed in a bezdin. But if he says, if you hire a hitman, or you send your servants to kill him, or you tie him up in front of a lion, right? You tie him up in front of a lion and a lion kills him, or if you commit suicide, any of these pure people are a shofech damim, a spiller of blood. Okay? You're a killer. Yavona riga biyada, and the sin of murder is in your hands. Chayiv misa l'shamayim, and you chayiv misa to God. In by misa bezin, but bezin won't kill you. Okay, there's a bunch of cases. Okay, case you hire a hitman, you tie him in front of a lion, you kill yourself. Okay, it's funny, you kill yourself. Yeah, what does that mean, misa l'shamayim? Well, how's shamayim going to kill you? Right, says so bezin doesn't kill you, but shamayim does. Look at that. Apparently, Chayiv Misa L'Shamayim doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to die. It could mean something else also. Whatever. Different discussion. So as you see, he says openly, he says that these are cases which Yechayev Misa, but Bezin doesn't kill you. But God will. I mean, I should know what then. How do you know this is the positive of the halacha? Okay, it says if you spill the blood of a person by a person, his blood is spilled. So if you actually, with your person, you kill another person, then your blood will be spilled. Okay? The court will do it. As Timchol Mashiach from Edrosh, but it says, then it says, God, I will seek out the blood of their for their souls. That's what makes someone commit suicide. God will seek it out. So another part of the pasuk is talking about a case that says God will seek out someone, means if they tie him in front of an animal. Another part of the pasuk is referring that God will seek you out if you hire a hitman. Okay. And what does it say by these three? Lashon Drisha. Drisha means he'll seek you out. Okay, God will seek you out. Hare dina maso shmayim. So you see openly, it says his din is given to over to God. It means that Bezin doesn't kill. So this is Ram's learning from the pasuk that these are things which although he's chayav misa, Bezin won't actually do. Okay, Bezin won't actually do. The chol elu arachanim, all these murderers, ukiyotzi bahem, shein chayav misa Bezin, any of these guys who are not chayav misa Bezin, im rotzon melech Yisrael lahargam, but then a malchus the kanas olam rishus bila. So if the king is allowed to kill them. To put the rules of the malchus to protect the world, he's allowed to. Okay, and also Bezin's allowed to kill him, Harasha. If they see that it's necessary for society, they have a right to. But it's not this standard of Mrs. Bezin, but that's all for Bezin has a right. If they see that society is going to get destroyed, if they don't step in, they have a right to step in. Yeah, but it's not the regular Mrs. Bezin. Okay, fine. Okay, so these are basically the Rambam, this is what the Grizz brings in, that the Rambam clearly has two distinct categories. He says, the Yonshem Rambam, I'm sorry. He says, "The grace bearer based the hedge the trade dinum never retzicha." There are two halachos for retzicha: retzicha shechayev and love mitzvahs bezdin, murder that yechayev, and retzicha shedinu matzah shemayim, and retzicha that it's given then is given over to shemayim. Okay, so this is a breakdown in the Rambam. Don't pretend as if the whole idea of the guy's chayev mitzvah bezdin doesn't kill him is a new idea. The Rambam clearly lays out that there are two types of murderers. And two guys chayav misa. Some of them Bezin does, some of them the God does. He says the Yishem Baram v'tas melech malachim. This is interesting. Is that if you look at malachim, the b'chol hani retzichos b'nei Noach neharag alehem k'moshen neharag ala ubarim. Okay, he says by ben Noach, any of these exceptions don't apply. Okay, by ben Noach, any of these types of killing, the ben Noach is killed for. Okay, he says a ben Noach who kills even an ubar, okay, a fetus, okay, that's like abortion, right? If a ben Noach kills a fetus, he's killed for that. And also, if he kills a trefa, or if he ties someone up in front of a lion, or he puts him, or he starves him, he says, "Hol behemis mikal makom nerag." Since you killed, you're killed. V'cheinim ha'yerodef she'ayal chalatzu bechem evarav. And also, if you're rodef, where you could have saved him through a limb, nerag alav, you're killed. Machaini can be Israel, as opposed to by Israel. Right, Joe? So you see, a ben Noach, all of these cases, they're on clearly, put these together. So all these cases are put together that a Jew who does them is not killed. He's Chayav Misa, but Bezin doesn't kill him. But a guy who does them is killed. Okay? So this is the Grizz is bringing down. So therefore, he says, right? So. So therefore, the Rambam, this is very good. Why does the Rambam say, well, what sense does it make that we're gonna that the guy's chayav misa bezdin doesn't kill him? He just fits into the same category. This is a big category here. And what's the Torah picking on the Rambam for in this one case? Does the Torah not accept the Rambam's whole breakdown, the whole categorization? Doesn't seem so. He's just asking this one case. So what's the Torah's problem? The problem is very simple. He's fine. There's definitely, I mean, we have to explain this as we explain the breakdown, but it clearly is a breakdown. That there are guys who are chayav misa, and then there are guys who stay with misa is enacted by Bezdin. By Noah, no matter what, you always kill him. Okay, you always kill him. Which is interesting. It would be nice if you explain that, the difference between a Ben Noach and a Jew. But clearly there are two classes, and what I'm just saying is that by a Rodev, if you could have killed a Mael taking out a lemon, you didn't, it comes into that class. So things which your God will take care of. It's a big deal. What's the problem? Sure. Why is this right? Yeah. So there is, I mean, there's an idea. No, of course. Of course, we still have to understand it. We still have to understand the thing. But, I mean, we don't understand the sense to this thing, because it's Chayv Misa, but it's not just, this is what the Gris is showing, is that don't think the Torah is just coming along with a simple question like that we would ask. Is what do you mean, Rambam, this doesn't make any sense. If he's Chayv Misa, why don't we kill him? That's not what the Torah is asking. That's a bad question. The Torah knows not to ask that, because of course, you have to understand the Ram system in Ritzicha, but obviously, you understand the Ram system. That's not a question. That's a question that you ask if you're a kid. The first time you're reading it, that's what you ask. But if you know anything about the Ram system of Ritzicha, that's not a question. And that can't be what the Torah's question is, and that's what the Grizz is about to explain what the Torah's question is. But his first showing you is, don't think that's what he's asking. We thought that's what he was asking, but that's not what he's asking. What's the answer to the question we were asking? What sense does it make? We have to explain that. But that's not what the Torah's asking. The Grizz is just showing you what the Torah's question is. Whereas the question is not what we thought it was. Okay? Although the Torah phrases it that way. He says that, look, since he's Chayv Misa, why didn't you kill him? But the Torah couldn't have missed all the other Rambams, which he didn't ask on. So that must not be his question. Okay, so the Grizz, so what then is the question? So the Torah explains, the Grizz explains. Okay, near the Gemara said Torah, so it seems that the Torah is there, the Hakshos, the Minalei Chilok Zavadin Rodev. Shehe by Torah Sotzicha, v'lo yu Chayv al Misa Bezen. That from where do you know that by a Rodev it should be this class, that it's murder, but Bezdin won't kill you. The lo dummy lo horeg trefa ogosis, and it's not similar, and he's going to show you why. By all the other ones it makes sense, but by Tir it doesn't make sense. Okay, it's not similar to killing a trefa, someone with a mortal wound, ogosis, a guy who's that bad. The ika b'hem miyutal a potro misas Bezdin, because there you have an open pasuk which excludes them from misas Bezdin. There's a miyat. You would have been chayev, you're killing, but there's a miyat. The Torah, there's an exclusion, which teaches you not. The ikar dinam hu din patur, mishum nadu b'chol gavar k'tila. And this, the idea there, so you'll say, yeah, but what's the gist of the kasev? The gist of the kasev is that they're defined as a dead man. Okay, they're defined as a dead man. It's an exemption, because you're killing a guy who's a dead man. So therefore, that's what the pasuk is teaching you. If you kill a guy who's basically dead, he's on his way out, that's not, you're not chayev misa for that. Okay, he's basically, he's a mortal condition, he's about to die. The chayim mekavtsov in yichav makashov chamalavo. Of ne'ariyu keotzibarai. And what about the case where you tie him up in front of the sun, or you tie him up in front of a lion? Tie him up where the sun is going to come, or you tie him in front of a lion. Iker patura mishun dolade harigah b'yadayim. That's because you didn't murder with your hands. You didn't do an action of murder. Right? There's no maisa or riyu tzichah b'yadayim. You're not physically doing it. So that on the contrary, that you have to teach me that God will kill you, that Yechai means of Deshmaim, because on the surface you didn't, what do you do? You just tied a guy up, you didn't murder him. So that's teaching you, but tying a guy up in front of a lion, the Pasuk teaches you that God will take care of you. But that makes sense. You didn't do killing, you didn't murder, so therefore Bezin won't kill you. Aval Barodev. But by Rodev, if you're going to tell me that by Rodev, this is defined as Shvichas Damen, because you could have saved him with a lamb. You could have saved him with a lamb, and you didn't. And the Rambam is clearly saying that that's murder. Right? He's not saying that you have a right to do it, that you have a right to just kill him. No, you don't have a right to. You see, the Rambam is saying is that if you kill him, then you're a murderer. He says that. He says, right? He says, Chayv Misa. So apparently that's murder. Where do you find that there's an exemption? Where do you find there's an exemption? Fellow Iker Din Rodev, who didn't want to live in Nafsho. The whole halacha of Rodev, is that you have a right to save the victim. And if, insofar as you're saving the victim, it's not murder. It's not murder. He says, but to say that it is murder, but you're exempt, he says, where do you find that by Rodev? In other words, the idea by Rodev is that you're not murdering him, you're saving him. You have a right to be involved in saving him. And therefore, that's not murder. So now, Marashach, is this the case of Rodev or is it not? If you're telling me that this is the case of Rodev, that you could save him, then that's not murder.
No,
So you're allowed to save him. You're allowed to save him. Even though you could take him with a lamb, you're allowed to save him. Fine. So it's not murder. So Elamai will tell me, no, that this is not the case of Rodif, because since you have the ability to take out a lamb, you're murdering. So then you're murdering. So then why should he be exempt from Mrs. Boston? This doesn't make sense. And the idea of Rodif, either you apply the logic of Rodif, or you don't apply the logic of Rodif. If you do, then it's not killing, then it's not murder. Then you're just saving him, and you're right to do that. Well, else so you'll tell me, no, Rodif doesn't apply here, because you have the lamb option. So then basically it's a murder. So then you should be Chayv Misa. No. I'm sorry. He said, this is what the Torah is asking. Since he's Chayav Misa, why does Mezen kill him? Because he can't just because you have precedent, you have to explain each one. You can't just say it. You can't just say it. So it's true, there's a category here, but it doesn't fit into the category. There's no sense. You have to give sense for the thing. Okay. So now what the Grizz does is he tries to show where the Rambam got this from. Okay, where he got it from. He's not going to Svara, but where did he get it from? Okay, so the Yin Shem Sanhedrin, this is what we saw. Kiyot Tzibot Shuch Dom in Lo Tanya. Okay, which remembers the Gemara said, it was talking about like things which are similar to stealing. Okay, things which are similar to, not actually stealing, but similar to stealing. It says, whatever, the Gemara has a list of things. No, I don't think so. Maybe. But it says by murder, he says, the Gemara says there is nothing similar to murder. Okay, the Gemara says nothing similar to murder. Okay, so Rashi, and Pirush Rashi Sham, he says because either it's murder, in which case it's murder, or it's not murder, then it's permitted. I mean, you can't have, there's no middle ground. If it's murder, then it's real murder and you chayv misa, and if it's not murder, then it's permitted. There's no kind of murder which is allowed, or there's no middle ground of murder. He says, Amar Abaye, but then the Gemara says, Yimashkachas, if you do want to find the middle ground, the Tanya, Rabbi Nosa Mashal, it's Rabbi Nosa Mashal, the Tanya Nosa Mashal, Rodif Achavir Lahagav Yachas Vachamev, Hitzil Neragala. So he says, because he holds, Rabbi Nosa Mashal holds, if you're running after your friend, then you could save him with a limb, and you don't, so then you're killed. Okay, you're killed. And which is basically, that's going to be, you're killed means it's murder. Because it means murder, but it's only similar to murder. Okay, the Gemara calls it that similar to murder. You see, the Gemara considers this, the case where you could save him with a limb, similar to murder, not actually murder. And he says, according to this, it seems this is where the Ram got it from. The Kivan de la Ritzicha Gemara, he says it's not absolute Ritzicha, absolute murder. Since it's only similar to murder, should be Noach Nerag Alav, right? That Ben Noach is killed, but it's not actual murder. The guy is saying is that it's similar to murder, and that's what the Gemara is saying is that Ben Noach is killed even for that which is similar to murder. But the Gemara is saying it's not actual murder. So it seems this is the source, right? This is the source of the. This is the source of the Rambam. The Rambam first, the Gam Hafter Yonas Mashal, Kaim Ben Ochel of Israel. That's talking about Ben Och, that Ben Och, the Gemara there is talking about Ben Och, that Ben Och will be killed, but not by a Jew. A Jew won't be killed. I will Igrach Mills the time of life. So it's true, this is where the Rambam gets it from, but this thing itself just pushes the question, what's the reason? Lama ain't Chayav and love Israel. Right? Why are you not Chayav by a Jew? Lama ain't an Ashur, Sichich Gemura. Why is he not considered real Ritzicha? Since when you could save him with a limb, you're not allowed to kill him, you're not allowed to go further, so why isn't it just murder? Right? So the Kfar Tamil and Parshat Rama. And they already asked this question. Okay, and what's the sense to it? What's the sense to it? Is that tell me that you're a question, what right do you have when you're pursuing the road there? When you're pursuing the saving the near death? Do you have a right to save the near death at all costs, close your eyes to whatever else is going on? If you have that right, fine, then you have that right. So then if it's not murder, so you'll tell me you don't have that right. You have to worry about other people's lives. If it's possible, it's possible. So then basically, here it's possible to worry about the life of the Rodif. You could protect the Rodif, and you're just going and murdering the Rodif. So why is that not Ritzicha Gemura? It's true the Gemara is implying that it's not really Ritzicha Gemura, it's not actual complete killing. But what does that mean? Why not? What sense does that make? Okay. Okay, that's the question. I understand. Okay, so David asks, why is the Grizz doing this? Who cares? They're showing where the Ram got it from. Who cares? Doesn't help the problem. Problem, same problem. Anyone know? No? Yeah. Okay, so one answer you could say is that it's certainly a good idea because the source could point us in a direction. For instance, you see that it's not calling it Ritzicha Gemura, right? It's calling it not complete murder. So, like, that's a clue, right? I mean, the source is telling you that it's not calling it, it's calling it similar to murder. So right away, that's a clue, right? So that's first of all why you'd want to look at the source. You kind of get more clues. Ram doesn't explain to you, so there's, you know. Yeah, what else? And also, it's important. I mean, if you're asking, what's the good, you have to know what the question is. Is the question really a question on the Rambam? So you're saying it's not really a question. But originally, the problem, the Torah is asking on the Rambam. First thing the Grizz is showing is, don't bother the Rambam. The Rambam is based on the Gemara. Okay? The simplest way to read the Gemara, the Rambam is based on that. So it's not a place. So you're saying you don't understand the Gemara? Fine, so you don't understand the Gemara. We have the Torah, you also have to explain the Gemara. So it's a step. I mean, look, ultimately you don't understand the thing, but part of it's getting you partially there. You know, and then he says, so fine, so you have to understand the Gemara, fine, so I'll start on the Gemara. It's not like it's not, the problem is some of the different problems. I mean, that's like what David said, his eye, it's against the Gemara. I mean, there's different aspects to the problem. There's different parts of the problem in the Rambam. One is the sense of the thing, another thing is where the Rambam get it from. It's another part of the problem. So it's showing you the Rambam does get, right, because that's part of his question is, by Trefa, you understand it. You have the Gemara there. By all these cases, you have explanations. So he's saying, well, what about here? He said, no, here you also have one. So now he's just saying, yeah, but what's the sense to it? So ultimately, you know, we like to look for a sense and for Spara, and doesn't, you know, that's the main thing. And it is the main thing. The Grizz knows it's the main thing. But still, it does minimize the problem, or it changes the problem. Like, the way to read a Gemara, but it's not like, as you say, it's not like the Ram just came up with his own new idea. The Ram just made up a new idea, like out of nowhere. That's the way the question, that's the way originally. It sounded like, what's he doing? He's just making up something. He's not making something up, it's in the Gemara. And the Gemara, you'll say, the Gemara calls it similar to murder. So, if you had to find something which Bezdin won't kill you, but God will kill you, you'd think it would be something which is similar to murder. I mean, that does point to that. That kind of makes sense. If you accept that it's similar to murder, now you just want to know, what's the Gemara mean, similar to murder? What sense does that make? So, that's a very good question, but that's the question of the Gemara. What's the Gemara mean, similar to murder? So, you're right. You do have to explain it still. That's why he brings it in. It helps the problem, but ultimately it doesn't solve it. It shows you, gives you a direction, and shows you the Rambam's not just coming out of nowhere. But ultimately, he has all peace. I mean, this is still his introduction. I mean, this is his question. This first paragraph is basically presenting the problem. No rest of it, he's trying to solve it. Okay? Anyways, that's got to be, if you have a problem, this is methodology anyways, and it's the right methodology. If you have a problem, you got to look for clues. You know? So, I mean, instead of just thinking about a Rambam, just stop thinking, a problem around is a contradiction. So, I think it would be, rather than, I mean, I don't know, if, you know, there's different orders, but, I mean, rather than just sit there and think for hours and hours and hours, what could the Rambam's Svara be? Maybe you're missing some facts. Maybe there's a clue somewhere. Maybe, and that's just the methodology of approaching a problem, is to find clues. And the Rambam's not his own guy. I mean, the Rambam's based on Gemara. So look at Gemara, see where does he get it from, what's it based upon. And you always want to look, you want to have the most clues you could find. When you have a problem, you want clues. So if Rishon says something, look at the Gemara. So the Gemara's are bound to be clues. Maybe it will help, maybe it'll make things more complicated, you never know, but that's definitely a good approach to a problem. You know, the problem in the Rambam, check out the notes of Caleb and see where the Gemara is. And you'll see the Gemara, and then that's certainly a good method of trying to solve problems in the Rambam. I'm just thinking, like, how should we approach this? I mean, what should we think about here? You know, what do you think? Maybe that's a good question. It's like, how should we... You know, I think what I'm going to do here is I want to first try to answer this problem before we do the Grizz's answer. Okay? What? Yeah. There are a different kind of question. I mean, I think it's just a different kind of question. The question on Rechayim, especially with that abortion question we did, that was just a very, very difficult drama. It didn't really make any sense. It was contradictory. The problem was immense. And it's just a kind of question. Like, you think about it, but I don't know. You kind of get a feel of the question that, let's see what Ruchaim has to say, kind of thing, you know? But this question it's not like an earth-shattering question. I mean, it's, you know, you have to explain that. Right. We're in this ballpark, We're in the framework of, Rodef. We've been already been playing with these ideas for the past few days. I just feel like we're not, you know. So I just feel like it's worth pursuing. But if you wanted to I'm asking a question now. So I don't want to give an answer now. I'm just saying, what should we think about? How would you approach this problem? How do you think would be a good way to approach the problem? Right. Yeah, I mean, I think it's the Rafi is saying is a good point. Is that the Rambam? This is the Grizz mentioned. The Grizz, you know, I don't. He doesn't. Some of the Grizz doesn't pursue this route, but the Rambam clearly, this is one of a class. At least, right? I mean, the Grizz shows. I mean, there's a ton of cases like this. A lot of things where the halacha is that if a guy does it, the guy is killed. If a Jew does it, he's chayav misa, but doesn't kill him. There's a class, 5-6 cases, right? And the Rambam clearly sets it out at the very beginning. He sets it out, that he sets out these two categories. You know, and the simplest way to understand it is this is an instance of that distinction. You know, it's nice, the Torah doesn't like that, he says it shouldn't be, whatever. But the simplest way to learn the Rambam is that it fits into this class, right? Sounds that way, all indications are that. Why not? Because the Torah has a question on it? Okay, fine. But, I mean, certainly it would help us to understand the class, the sense of that class. Because, right, I mean, to us, the whole class itself doesn't make sense. If he's chayav misa, he shouldn't kill him. If he's not chayav misa, he shouldn't kill him. So, like, the way that Grizz is making it, he's like saying, there's no real class. There's a hodgepodge of things. This thing is because he didn't do it via diet. And this thing is because there's a mi'ad. And this thing, I don't know why. Right? I mean, is there a sense to this class? There are principles here. Is there an idea that you have this split system? And what's the sense of the system? And if there is an idea, maybe we could fit Rodef into that system. Or maybe at least that would be a clue. I mean, we still have to think about Rodef. It may not fit in automatically, but wouldn't that be a great clue if we have a framework for understanding this class? Then we could say, then we'll be in a position to say, is the Torah right? This doesn't fit that class? Or maybe the Rambam, okay, we can understand the Rambam, and so exactly why it does fit into that class, you know? Maybe the Torah understands the class differently. I don't know about the Torah, I'm just saying is that it would seem to me the simplest way that the Grizz noticed a trend here, it would seem to be let's define the class, explain what sense this whole class makes, and then we're ready to focus, look into Rodef a little bit. I feel like to start just like head on at the question, well, maybe Rodef is this, maybe Rodef is this, different ways of looking at Rodef. That's true, but we'd be overlooking the clue which the Grizz provided us with, is that this may not be a Rodef question. Maybe a bigger question, which of course bigger questions involve the particulars of everything which is involved, but it fits into a context of the Rambam system of murder, and we don't understand that system, and we're just trying to take up a particular detail without understanding a system. Perhaps it's not a wise approach. Perhaps it's better to understand the system. You know, and again, it doesn't seem insurmountable. I mean, it doesn't sound like an impossible problem. This huge sugya out there. I mean, it seems it's my intuition. I think it sounds like manageable. This type of, like, what's the sense? Well, what's the sense of this thing? It's not a crazy thing. It's not crazy that you have a split like this. You have things like that in the Torah, where you chayav something, but Bezin doesn't do it. Or, you know, so like, what's the sense to it? And I'd say another clue to that is by Ben Noach. Ben Noach, he is killed for it. Okay, so even though Ben Noach, we're not doing Ben Noach, but you know, like it, sometimes that can help us figure out the categories. You know, Ben Oel is killed for it, the Jew isn't killed for it. What's so, must be these things are X, but not Y. Ben Oel is killed for X, Jews are killed for Y, something like that, you know what I mean? So I just feel we have clues here, clues which will help direct us to figuring out this class. Okay, the class is applied, expressed itself by Ben Oel, so that's another clue. So that's what I think is a better approach. I don't think the Grizz really takes that approach, though. But, I mean, cut to the chase. The Grizz just says he's an Eino Dama. Whatever. It doesn't quite solve the problems. But oh, maybe it didn't work it out, but he didn't write it. I mean,